Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Well, I am not Terry Wickstrom. This is Brad Peterson filling in for Terry this week. Terry's out on assignment doing some traveling to the sunny coast of California there. Going to hopefully have some good reports coming up. We have a special show. We're starting a little bit early this week, but we've made sure that it's jam-packed so everyone will get a ton of wonderful information. We're going to be covering turkey hunting, walleye fishing, and walleye management. Lots of local bites. But let's get to the phone right now. I am really excited. We have a special guest, Jeff Gustafson, also known as Gussie, who is here and a Bassmaster Elite Pro. Good morning, Jeff.
Guys?
Yeah.
I'm here now. There we go. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. We've got a what you would consider a heat wave up there in Canada right now. We're going to hit 50 degrees today.
That's tropical, yeah.
Yeah, I know that you've already been down to Florida to fish one event this year, and you're back in Canada doing a little ice fishing. But what I'd love
I am. I'm back for a few days and a couple of weeks, and then I head back Wednesday for the Classic. My boat and truck are down in Birmingham, Alabama right now. And I'm excited and fired up here, ready to roll.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, the Classic. Now, this is your first Classic you're going to be competing in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's now that it's close, it's pretty awesome, you know, that it's actually happening and been a dream for a long time for me, and I'm pretty excited to get after it.
Oh, I would think so. Now, with this being such a big event, it's kind of a winner-take-all, you know, swing-for-the-fences type of fishing tournament there. What have you been doing so far to prepare before, you know, heading down there and doing your pre-fishing?
Well, and it is one of those events where you definitely want to win. It's a career-changing, life-changing event. But that being said, for me, I don't do a ton of – I've fished Gunnersville a couple times, so I have an idea of what I need to be doing to, you know, be competitive. But this time of year, I mean, the weather's such a big deal, and they've had – you know, we just had a tournament canceled last week at Lake Chickamauga just north of there. So it's going to be pretty important to get there and see what the water conditions are like, what the weather's going to be like for the – you know, the week of the event and all that sort of stuff before I get too many preconceived, notions of how I'm going to be fishing and what's going to be going on there.
You know, I'm a walleye fisherman, but I think that's one of the problems probably most tournament anglers have is they go into an event preconceived with what they're going to do. I like to go in with some ideas, but you never know, like you say, weather, water conditions, water clarity. We fish a lot of reservoirs out here, so, you know, you could be 10 or feet higher or lower than you were expecting, so you have to go in with that open mind.
Sure, it doesn't even, you know, not even relating this to tournament anglers, we all have our favorite spots, you know, if it's a body of water that we've fished before, and you know, it's pretty natural to want to go try those spots again where we've had success in the past. But yeah, all that stuff can change so fast, and you kind of got to be in a tournament situation. You got to try to, you know, make good decisions based on all those different elements. And, you know, that's going to be important. So, but I've got my whole family coming down and some friends from up north, and, It's going to be, you know, I'm going to enjoy the experience, but also, you know, I want to be do well and be successful in the event as well. So,
well,
I'm getting pretty excited.
Yeah, I know that one of our mutual friends, Al Lindner, is definitely going to be rooting for you as someone who's been instrumental in both of our careers, helping us out and giving us good advice. And Al, having been someone who's fished some of those events, he always likes to see someone who he knows.
Those guys are awesome. I mean, I think Ron, you know, over all the years that I've been fishing these pro tournaments, Ron is one of the first guys, you know, to call after the events, or, you know, James calls all the time, you know, during practice, wanting to know what the bite is. And, you know, it's pretty cool that those guys have as much passion about the tournament fishing and, you know, stuff that I got going on. And, cause they're, you know, guys that I've certainly grew up really admiring and looking up to. And, they're awesome.
Yeah. And one of the other similarities you've got, is that you actually are one of the few pro anglers fishing out of an aluminum boat. You fish out of the Lund bass boat. What made you make that decision? I mean, I've looked at it. It's one boat that I'm looking at possibly getting for my next one. It's a phenomenal boat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very, the Pro-V 2075 Pro-V Bass is it's basically an aluminum bass boat. But, you know, for me, living on Lake of the Woods, I fish a lot of big water. I fish the Great Lakes quite a bit. And so it's a really good big water bass boat. And then, you know, in my part of the world, Lund is very popular, and they've supported me and helped me out for a long time, over 10 years. And, I'm just really proud to be associated with the brand, and, they make a good boat.
Oh, they absolutely do. And if people haven't looked at that new Lund bass boat, that's one to get online. Take a look at Gussie's social media stuff. He has a lot of pictures in there. It's a wonderful boat to be in.
It's kind of designed like for, if you know, I don't know how much musky water you guys have out west, but it's kind of designed, you know, any kind of fishing where you're doing a lot of casting and standing up, it's going to be an awesome boat. And then, you know, you've still got a ton of storage and seating room, depending on which model you get, but it's you're elevated and up pretty high, and it's an awesome fishing machine.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we've got a few more minutes here, and I would feel terrible if I didn't get a spring fishing tip from you. Out here, we're mainly fishing a lot of reservoirs that will fluctuate a lot, with our main forage base being shad and a good mix of both largemouth and smallmouth. So when you look at that, you know, it might kind of almost be like a Chickamauga type thing as far as a similarity. If you're going to a lake like that, you know, we should be losing ice, I would guess, in the next, 10 days, 2 weeks. And so right as ice comes out, what do you look for? What are maybe a presentation or an area you look for when chasing bass right there early in the year?
Well, I mean, they want to spawn fairly, you know, start heading towards spawning areas pretty quick after the ice goes out. So I'm going to probably put on a jerkbait, suspending jerkbait, and just start hitting all the little points and secondary points and, you know, any little stickouts along the bank, starting to head back into those spawning bays and pockets and that sort of thing. And, you know, that right after the ice goes out, that's when you can really run into like big groups of fish. They're still sort of packed up from the winter, and then they're in the mood to eat, you know, they're hungry, and it can be one of the best times of the year to get out fishing. But jerk baits are really good in the cold, cool water, and that would be probably my number one choice. You can cover some water with them to find fish too, because if you're not around them, you're not going to catch anything. But once you find them, then you can maybe attack them with jigs and some other baits.
Right. Now, when you're fishing a jerkbait, I know for like our springtime walleyes, when they first come out, and we fish a lot of the suspending jerkbaits, but they actually don't want it jerked. They want it more tug, just where you can feel the lure wobbling, and then let it stop. If you jerk it too much, you kind of turn those fish off. When you're fishing largemouth with jerk baits early in the year, how are you fishing them, and how long of a pause will you wait to let the fish come in and, you know, bite it?
You know, that's all about experimenting, and so I agree. It's more of a tug and a tug pause kind of scenario for me. But it's just it's all about experimenting and letting the fish sort of tell you what they want.
Yeah, and what depth do you typically start looking at for those fish?
It just depends on the body of water, but generally, you know, that 4 to 10 foot range.
Okay.
And especially in the spring, I mean, if it's a nice sunny day, the fishing is going to be better in the afternoon than it is, you know, early in the morning.
That is a nice thing in the spring. You can get banker's hours for the best fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to necessarily be out there at the crack of dawn. And so that's probably, you know, keep that in mind. But it's all about the water clarity. If it's clear, the fish might be a little deeper. If it's dirty, they might be a little shallower. And then, you know, trusting your electronics and then the conditions. If you got a little bit of wind blowing on, you know, onto one bank, that's probably going to be better than the calm side, and all those little things. And just keep note of where you catch fish and then try and duplicate it and put the pattern together.
I think that's a great note to end on. You know, pay attention and, you know, try to put a pattern together. If people want to, you know, kind of follow you on social media, keep an eye on what you're doing, you know, heading to the Classic, fishing the whole Elite Series this year, what is the best way for people to follow you or get in touch with you?
I'm on Instagram, Gussie Outdoors, Twitter, Gussie Outdoors, Facebook, Jeff Gustafson. And I have a website, GussieOutdoors.com. So, yeah, I keep up with all that stuff. And, you know, yeah, we got the Bassmaster Classic here in 2 weeks. So I'm getting really, you know, starting to really get geared up for that. And so, yeah, if you're a fan of bass fishing and tournament fishing, then I'll probably have some fun stuff for you to check out.
That's great. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Jeff, and definitely good luck down there at the Classic, and tell your wife hello.
I will. I'll tell her that.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye.
Take care.
That was Jeff Gustafson. We are going to go to a break, and when we get back, we are going to have JR from Colorado Clays. We're going to be talking a little bit about turkey season coming up.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.